For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
We are indeed here, and a big happy Easter to our family at St. Louis City SC. We are partners with them as we are with the Cardinals and St. Louis University and the Kansas City Chiefs, and it is a thrill always to have City on Y98 FM. Joining us is the sporting director, Lutz Fahnenstiel. Lutz, happy Easter to everyone at City.
Yeah, happy Easter to you as well. Did you see any bunnies somewhere?
Yeah, you know what? I saw one last night hopping around. I wondered, the dogs didn't see him, though, but they would be chasing him. I guess he was just doing some scouting, just kind of see what our property looked like.
All right, sounds good.
You know, they do what they can. What did you think of last night? I mean, my impression was that was a hard-working team that you had out there, that they were, I thought, well organized, and they did what they do. They defended, just unable to score.
Yeah, I think, we played against Vancouver at the moment, number one, not just in the West, but overall. I think we played a decent game. Also, Henry Kessler also got hurt on Friday, so the injury crisis carry on. We had 7 starters out. They had one of their top players out. So put all that in perspective, I think we really played our hearts out. We played well enough to win the game. We created enough chances. And, I'm not a big moaner, but if you know that the second week in a row in a home game getting taken an offside goal away, which was more than just questionable, it's getting annoying, to be honest.
I understand. And I was there. I was at that game prior, and that one really hurt. How did you evaluate that one? Look, I know that, you know, we're all human beings here and officials make calls, but was one worse than the other, or they both hurt the same?
I mean, they both were bad, but I mean, the one last week, I think, was just a very wrong and bad decision. This time, it was more like how is the interpretation of the referees? And that was exactly what we were also told after the game. In my opinion, there was a passive offside position of Conrad Wallum. The pass was not even directed to Conrad Wallum. It was came from the Vancouver player. But this is exactly the moment when you look at it, and the referee has that opportunity to decide whatever he feels like in this moment. And that's just, I would say, very unfortunate. It happens twice in a row. I personally thought it was a wrong decision, but again, it's the one which you can debate about. What is the rule? If the referees don't know exactly how to use the rulings, then we're having a problem here, because normally offside, yes or no, that's pretty much the easiest decision you can take. Yeah, so it's upsetting. You know, I think it was a perfect moment. It was a great finish by Marcel Hartl. I think we really would have used the momentum and we would have been in a good position to win this game. But yeah, it is what it is right now. There's no point to keep on crying about it. I'm a believer that these decisions, they kind of level out during the season. Unfortunately, last year it was not the case, and this year it doesn't look like it either. But up to the next one and work hard in training. You said it perfectly right. I think we were well organized. I think we defended well as a unit, and we had chances to win. It's just now to reward ourselves with 3 points.
Yes, and you know, you are building something here, and you mentioned Vancouver. I mean, they're the best team in Major League Soccer right now, 20 points. You're sitting there with 9, 2 wins, 4 losses, 3 draws, a scoreless 0-0 game yesterday against Vancouver, a team that is big defensively. And that's the other frustrating thing, is you got your goal against a team that is very, very good defensively. Did you try to attack them even more? Do you still feel like this offensive mindset is improving?
Yesterday, for sure. I think you saw a big improvement at the game last week, and you were there. I think we all had good moments with enough chances. Yesterday, I think also the possession was very decent. The numbers of chances and all the half chances we had were there. So I think we definitely improved on our offensive setup, on our offensive game. And, you know, step by step now. We have 2 very difficult away games coming up. Again, we're getting slowly our players back into availability, or even being able to start, hopefully 2 guys from which are out, and then we just have to move on. It hurts us that our probably top performer, who played every single minute this season, Henry Kessler, got a muscle injury on Friday, on the match day -1. That hurts, but you know, the boys stepped up. I think Timo Baumgartl played really good yesterday. Carl Hibbert and Jaro in the center, as 2 center backs, did a good job as well. So it was a good team effort, and that's what team sports is about. There must be somebody else who comes in, fills that role, and does well. And I think that's what the boys did.
That's a hamstring for Kessler, is it? That could be a while.
You know, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but obviously we have good conversations about it. Usually a hamstring is 3-4 weeks. You know, that's what we always normally have to look at. And let's see if it will be also with him. I mean, I'm positive. He heals well. He's very professional when it comes to looking after himself. So let's hope to get Henry back as soon as possible as well. Roman Bürki is not too far away from being 100%. So they're coming back now. And I think this is the most important thing, that all the players who were out for a longer time now, like Jay Reid, which gives us a lot of speed on the left side, is in a very good point right now to come back soon. So slowly they're coming back, but you know, we just have to make sure there is no more hitting us in that department in the weeks to come.
It was nice to see Josh Yarrow out there after he took that shot in that previous game, wasn't it? He was out there. He played pretty well, didn't he?
He played well. I mean, you know, we knew already after 10 minutes that he was not concussed. It was just one of the league rules with the concussion protocol. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were aware that he's able to play and train normal during the week. But, you know, again, when it comes to any concussion issues, I think we just have to follow the rule and follow them proudly, because this is very important. You do not want to take any risk on the player's health. And if that is that a player has just anything suspected when it comes to that kind of injury, then they have to come off. They follow the protocol. It's very strict and very well organized here in the States, much better than in Europe when it comes to that. And I think it's a very, very good part of sports medicine in the United States.
I agree. I was with some investors in the Washington Spirit at your game a couple of weeks ago, 2 games ago, and one of them is close with Josh, kind of a mentor to him in a lot of ways, both Georgetown University. But back to Washington, they were just so impressed with the entire operation, the stadium. They could not stop talking about the stadium and how nice it is, and everybody was so kind to them. There is a lot of buzz about your team, isn't there, in the soccer world right now? I mean, I don't hear people say a bad thing about what St. Louis City SC is doing and building.
No, I mean, there's always a few guys out there who know everything better. You know, I mean, that's that's part of the game. But I think looking at the infrastructure we built in that short term, also looking again now, I have to say that from last week, you know, our U16 team that beat Bayern Munich on penalties in a tournament in Florida, which is one of the best under-16 teams actually in the world, to have that, see what's not just happening in the first team, but also outside the first team. It's pretty good, yeah. So I think we still get a lot of love. But as you know, sports is always, it's about results in the end of the day, and you need to win games, then people will love you even more. And it's great to have a nice stadium. It's great to have a brilliant tennis facility. It's also very positive to have good players, but you need to win games to make people happy. And that is, in the end of the day, sports is about winning. You want to win every game, and that's what we want to do. And we have goals, and we have a clear idea of what we want to achieve this season, and that is what we have to work for. So it's, as I said, nice to have, but it's important to have more wins than just talking about how beautiful our stadium is.
I understand that. You and I are definitely aligned on that. I appreciate this as always. Have a wonderful rest of your Easter Sunday, and thank you for being with us on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday Morning, Lutz.
Always a pleasure, Tom.
Great to visit with Lutz VanenSteel, the sporting director for St. Louis City SC. We'll take a break. John Mozeliak is going to join us live. The Cardinals take on the Mets with a pregame at 11:45. Mo wraps up the show right after this.